Hello and welcome to AV's Ripping Wax Packs podcast, episode number 38, coming to you from Searcy, Arkansas. I'm your host, Aaron Vaughn. This is the show where we rip open a random wax pack every week and discuss that year and brand of card along with the players in the pack that we open. Along the way, we'll shout out some of your comments as listeners, sometimes discuss nostalgic stories about cards or players that come to mind, and spread the pure joy that is ripping open wax packs. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. And new episodes drop every Thursday. Our Twitter handle is @RippingWaxPacks. Our email is RippingWaxPacks@gmail.com. Our Facebook page is Ripping Wax Packs. And on YouTube, you can just type in AV's Ripping Wax Packs to see the portion of the podcast where we rip open the pack from the podcast. And we're always looking to promote veterans charities. So if you would like to discuss a partnership to help veterans and their families in any way that we can, please contact us through any one of the outlets that I just mentioned. This week, I wanted to say thanks to Classic Wax. They retweeted our one of our episodes, and what they are is they sell wax boxes. You could go to classicwaxpacks.com, and they have a mix of unopened packs from the 70s to the 90s that you could buy. They can be baseball, football, or basketball, and they're all put together, unopened. You don't know what you're going to get, but it's the 70s through the 90s, so check them out. We appreciate them retweeting and liking our one of our episodes. And thanks, everybody else, also for the continued support. Appreciate all the likes that we get from week to week. And remember, anytime you have a story that comes to mind, you can always get a hold of us in one of those ways that I mentioned before and let us know how you began collecting cards, any story about a person maybe that I've talked about or that you just, your favorite player or any, your favorite year of card or anything like that. I always look forward to hearing from people tell me about those things, and I'd like to get those on the air. So if you have any of those type of things to tell us, please do, and we'll get you on the air and tell your story. And now it is time for Curt Facts. Curt Facts. Curt Facts. I just thought I would add that little bit there for Curt's facts that he gives us. My brother, he came up with some at the last second here. He just happened to, before we were getting ready to record this, he happened to send me a text. And it says this. This is Curt Facts and stories from Curt. And again, he's my brother. He said, since you mentioned Manny Ramirez, when he first came to Cleveland, reporters asked him about his workouts and how his legs got so big. And the story was that he was from a rough neighborhood called Washington Heights in New York City, and he found two old tires in a dumpster, and he would tie them to a rope and then run around, or then around his waist and run the city streets at 5 a.m. It's unbelievable. It's crazy. You think Manny Ramirez could just hit? Yes, he could. But all the work that went into that, running at 5 a.m. with these two old tires wrapped around him. And then I talked about Mackie Sasser and how he couldn't throw the ball back to the pitcher. It was kind of like a tick that happened to him. So he said, on Mackie Sasser, you are correct that he developed a hitch when throwing back to the pitcher, where he would hesitate and repeat his motion several times before actually throwing the ball back to the pitcher. This didn't apply when trying to throw out base stealers. It's believed to have started after a serious collision at the plate. Later, as a college coach, he began to struggle to throw batting practice even, and had to go to through psychotherapy to overcome it. Isn't that crazy? So there's a lot that went into that. And then on Jim Abbott, he said he threw a no-hitter against our Indians in 1993. So, of course, the Cleveland Indians, he threw a no-hitter against them. And he said, I thought he won a gold glove one year, but I could not find record of that. So we can, if anybody knows that, or we can keep looking to see if he won a gold glove. I can't remember. But Jim Abbott's the guy that has, he pitches left-handed, then his other arm is not fully developed. And so he only has like 1.5 arms. And it was amazing. He threw a no-hitter, had some really good years for some different teams, but I think mostly the Angels, but I could be wrong on that too. So thanks, Curt, for the Curt Facts. Curt Facts. Curt Facts. We appreciate the Curt Facts segment. All right, today we're going to be talking about 1991 Upper Deck. And this is one that I actually have a box of these, and I can show you the box and we will open a pack. But it says Find the Nolan on the front. So we're looking for the Nolan Ryan autograph. But just a little bit about 1991 Upper Deck baseball cards. I'm just going to read a little bit that I found off the internet. It says, if you collected cards in the early 1990s, chances are you have a stack of 1991 Upper Deck baseball tucked away somewhere. Some might even have a corner of their garage dedicated to the product. The bad news, you're not going to put your kids through college off of them. You probably won't even be able to pay for a term worth of textbooks. The good news, 1991 Upper Deck baseball is another in the line of attractive, high-quality base sets from the Upper Deck. This set includes a total of 800 cards. The first 700 are considered the low series, and they came in a box. You could get boxes of those, wax boxes of those. And then number 701 through 800 make up the high series, which if you got boxes of those, they would have the low and the high in them. And that was released later in the season. The card fronts continue the around the diamond theme that started with 1989 Upper Deck baseball. The white borders have a baseline running down the left side, turning in on the nameplate along the bottom. These are clean but complex. Is a great way to showcase the stellar photography. The flagship brand was a staple in Upper Deck's flagship brand. Card backs have a second image as well as stats. So they kept doing that on the Upper Deck since 1989. That was a new thing that they had started and they kept on doing. This was a couple years later. 1991 Upper Deck baseball has a couple key rookie cards. They're led by Chipper Jones and Jeff Bagwell, and those are two of the greatest hitters of their generation. And some others include Mike Mussina and Luis Gonzalez. And one of the most famous cards in the 1991 Upper Deck baseball set doesn't feature a baseball player. At least he wasn't one at the time, it says here. And we all know this guy, the Michael Jordan SP1. So that's like a short print, features the Basketball Hall of Famer taking a cut in batting practice with the Chicago White Sox. That's another one we'll be looking for today because the low series packs have those, and that's what we're looking at. It says it caused quite the frenzy when it came out, that card of Michael Jordan, and it was treated like a trophy among those who got one. There's also the Baseball Heroes lines of inserts that started in 1990 Upper Deck Baseball High Series. It continued. 1991 Upper Deck Baseball Low Series packs dared collectors to find the Nolan. So this is what we're looking for. Career highlights of the pitching great Nolan Ryan were spotlighted on 9 Baseball Heroes inserts. The final card also had an autographed version that's limited to 2,500 copies. So that was a kind of a chase card there. That was always fun to do, and it still is. A similar approach was taken in the High Series packs with Hank Aaron. So there was in the High Series packs, you could look for the Hank Aaron autograph. All the Low Series jumbo packs had a silver slugger insert, which celebrated the most powerful hitters. Heroes of Baseball Honors Hall of Fame inductees Harmon Killebrew, Fergie Jenkins, and Gaylord Perry, and each has their own card in that set, and are together on a painted header and have an autograph that's limited to 3,000 copies. So there's you could also get autographs of those guys, Harmon Killebrew, Fergie Jenkins, and Gaylord Perry. So pretty cool that you could find these autographs. Not easy to find, but always good to chase those. Like most of the sets released at that time, 1991 Upper Deck baseball cards aren't worth much today unless you find the needle in the haystack and actually find the Nolan or find the Hank. They sell for pretty good amounts if you look on eBay. The Michael Jordan card, you can get that card for not too much. It doesn't gather that much interest, but it's a really cool card to have. Everyone who wants one, if you want one, you could have the Michael Jordan card. But it's still cool to look for that and to chase it. Like we're going to be looking for that today. Both the low and high series boxes have 36 packs. Low series packs have cards 1 to 700, like I said before, and the high series packs add the final 100 cards to the mix, but they also have the early cards as well. And there was also a factory set that has all 800 cards in it. Not to say it's not a great set. It's got a really good checklist. There are a lot of Hall of Famers or a few good rookies or those, you know, you could chase to find the Nolan, to find the Hank and the Fergie Jenkins and Harmon Killebrew and Gaylord Perry autographs. But those are really pretty hard to find, and the rest of the cards aren't worth much, but it's still it's a pretty cool set. I really enjoy it. So if you go over to YouTube now, we're going to go ahead and open the 1991 Upper Deck Find the Nolan pack. All right, here we are on YouTube. If you clicked over or went over to YouTube there, we're going to open the 1991 Upper Deck baseball pack, and we're going to try to find the Nolan. We're going to try to find the SP1 short print Michael Jordan card. That would be really cool. And there's some other Hall of Famers, and I'm not sure. I think Chipper Jones and a couple of the other rookies, Jeff Bagwell, would be in this too. So we're going to try to find those. So here is our winner of this pack. And unless I deem something that I want to keep, and then I'll send you some other packs as well that are unopened. This is my sister, April Sanders. Thank you for liking this every time. Appreciate the support. You finally pulled your name. April Sanders, episode 38. You'll get some packs. And Scott, her husband Scott has got some packs before, I think. So maybe you'll give them to him. Maybe you'll give them to your grandkid that you're watching all the time. Shout out to her, BA. She's awesome. Baby Athena. So, April, you'll be getting some packs in the mail. All right, here we go. Here is the actual pack. It's like they've been doing. They're a little more tamper-resistant. It's not like the normal wax paper. You know, they've been doing that. They have the holograms still on the cards that I'll show you in a minute. It says Major League Baseball 1991 issue. One 3D team logo hologram per pack. 15 baseball cards per pack. Random sequencing tamper-proof pack, says it on there. And then Baseball Heroes, Find the Nolan. Find the Nolan right there. So we're looking for that Nolan Ryan autograph. It also says featuring limited edition heroes of baseball cards. So you could get those few other cards that have some inductees of the Hall of Fame that you could get autographs of them too. And here's the actual box. Here's what it looks like. It says Find the Nolan on it. And here's the packs. Again, I think I'm missing one pack. I'm opening one pack out of it. So there's what the packs look like, what the whole box looks like. So let's go ahead and open the pack and see what we got here. We are opening the pack. Really simple to open. They're not waxed, but you could tell if they were like waxed back together, I guess. All right, they're always in weird order, these Upper Deck. It's like not ever the right way, the same way. All right. First card is Mo Vaughn. Mo Vaughn had some years. I think this is actually Mo Vaughn's rookie. That's a really cool card. So Mo Vaughn's there. And it says, I don't know what that says in the book. Oh, it says Star Rookie, I think, right there. Star Rookie. So it is his rookie. Mo Vaughn had some really good years. So I like that one. There's the hologram up there. It looks like a home plate hologram to show that it's tamper resistant, I guess. I'm sure somebody tried to copy those and made them, but it made it a lot tougher to copy these cards, I guess. All right, here's a little checklist, the New York Mets checklist, and we had somebody, I'm not sure who, looks like they drew these, so pretty good artist there. If anybody knows who that is, you could, you know, email in or something and let us know, tweet, whatever. Greg Jeffries is on the front of that one. That's the New York Mets checklist. Next, we have Neil Heaton. And as I said before, you can see how it has the line down the side. Kind of looks like the baseline or something that has to do with baseball there. And then it has their name, who they play for, and then in the other corner it has their position. And then there was another picture on the back. It was pretty cool. And it had their, looks like it has all their statistics on it. So that was Neil Heaton next. Neil Heaton might have played for the Indians too. Chris Bosio? Can't remember. Big dude. Matt Young. Shane Mack, Joe Girardi. I would know him more as the coach now, but Joe Girardi had a pretty good playing career too. And here is our, I always get the Reds, I love it. Reds or the Indians, I love getting those. So here's our little extra card in there. That I don't know what we'd call that, but it's kind of cool there. It's got the Mr. Red Leg on it, it looks like, and the Cincinnati Reds symbol. I'm trying to think of these. I'm not sure if those were stickers or not. I don't think they are, but if they are, let me know. But those are pretty cool. John Smoltz, Hall of Famer right there. Some great years. Alan Mills. Pete O'Brien. O'Brien. Pete O'Brien. Mike Boddicker. Next guy is one of my favorite players. So fun to watch if he wouldn't have got hurt so much. Eric Davis. Eric Davis had some great years. I'll look at just some of his stats. 27 home runs, 80 stolen bases in 1986. That's amazing. Then he had 37 home runs and 50 stolen bases. Then 26 home runs, 35 stolen bases. Kind of went down from there, but then 34 home runs. He just ended up getting hurt, I believe. But man, he was a great athlete. 6'3", 185, just had a perfect baseball body and just kind of got hurt. But man, he had 27 homers and 80 stolen bases one year, and it was just tough to get 40-40. Still only a few people have done that. And, you know, the next year he had 37 homers and 50 stolen bases, so he just missed it. And he only played in 129 games. So if he'd have played the full season, he probably would have got those other few homers he needed. And he would have been 40 homers, 50 stolen bases. Wow, that would have been amazing. Such a good athlete. Bryn Smith. Oh, that's a cool card. Look, it's got the stolen base leaders. It must have been when Ricky overtook Lou Brock, because it has Lou Brock and Ricky Henderson on it. That's really cool on the picture on the front. Stolen base leaders. And then Steve Farr. Ah, so we didn't get the Michael Jordan. We didn't get the Nolan Ryan. I think I might open this box and at some point and put it on video and look for those cards. I'd like to open that up. Didn't cost that much anyway. That'd be really cool to find. So we're going to go back and finish up the podcast, and I appreciate everybody watching. All right, I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. Remember, you can contact us in the following ways. Our Twitter handle is @RippingWaxPacks. Our email is RippingWaxPacks@gmail.com. Our Facebook page is RippingWaxPacks. And on YouTube, remember, just type in AB's Ripping Wax Packs to see the portion of the podcast where we rip open the pack from the podcast. And we're always looking to promote veterans charities. This has been AB's Ripping Wax Packs podcast. This is Aaron Vaughn. Thank you for tuning in. Have fun, be safe, love one another, and keep God first in your life. Have a good one.